Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette mailing lead water service line surveys to select customers. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. If you receive a postcard from the City of Gillette in the coming weeks, don't mistake it for junk mail. The City of Gillette is sending out the next round of surveys to certain water customers as a part of an effort to identify lead water service lines in compliance with the Federal Lead and Copper Revised Rule. This initiative aims to better protect communities from the risks associated with lead exposure in drinking water. The LCRR mandates water utilities to identify and address lead contamination in drinking water to ensure public safety and health. While the City of Gillette does not own lead distribution or service lines, records suggest that there are very few, if any, privately owned lead service lines within the city. Only homes with service lines installed before 1988 will receive this survey. Individuals that will receive this survey include homes with service lines installed before 1988 with the purpose to identify lead water service lines to comply with LCRR requirements. If you have any questions regarding the survey or your home's water service line, reach out to the City of Gillette Water Division, 686-5276. Additionally, a list of frequently asked questions is available on the city's website. The survey is a crucial step in ensuring the safety and quality of the community's drinking water. The city stresses your participation and prompt response is greatly appreciated. Wyoming faces intense wildfire season. In August, wildfire season intensifies in the west, bringing haze and smoke into weather forecasts. Wyoming often deals with the aftermath of fires from neighboring states until it faces its own wildfires. Cowboy State Daily reported in Upton, Wyoming, residents were evacuated on Monday due to a fast-moving grass fire threatening homes along Barton Road. A lightning strike ignited the Clearwater Fire in Shoshone National Forest 11 days ago, which has now grown to 1,047 acres. This fire has closed the east entrance to Yellowstone and forced evacuations of nearby campgrounds and homes. Firefighters face challenges due to the remote, rugged terrain and anticipate increased fire activity from Wyoming winds this week. The fire continues to threaten the Highway 14-16-20 corridor. Additionally, the Dogma Fire in Weston County prompted evacuations, with local firefighters successfully containing it. Wyoming is also dealing with other fires, including the Jack Creek Fire in Medicine Bow National Forest. The Campbell County Fire Department battled 50-mile-per-hour winds over the weekend that fueled grass fires near Gillette, burning more than 1,500 acres of land over the weekend due to the series of fires. The fire department took over 60 calls, which resulted in destroying mobile homes, campers, and other personal property. The fire department reminds residents that Campbell County is under fire restrictions due to the dry conditions, creating a high fire danger. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.